Next patient is Elizabeth Rivkin, R-I-V, like in Victor, K-I-N. Elizabeth, number one, this is the clinical case of a 69-year-old patient that has the diagnosis of SLE versus Sjögren syndrome. Sjögren, S-J-O-R-N. The patient was placed in hydroxychloroquine and prednisone, period. The pain in the extremities has improved significantly, period. The patient stopped the prednisone for a while, and the laboratory workup showed an elevation of the cementation rate. In other words, this patient has to continue with the prescription from Dr. A. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, the rheumatologist, period. Number two, the patient is following the practice because of the CKD stage 3B. In the recent laboratory workup that was done May 26, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, there is a creatinine of 1.34 and estimated GFR that is 43 mLs per minute. This patient has been fluctuating between 3A and 3B. There is no evidence of proteinuria. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. Following number arterial hypertension that has been under control, blood pressure today, 128 over 79, continue with the same prescription. Following number hyperlipidemia, this patient has a tendency to elevate the cholesterol. The administration of atorvastatin was changed to every other day. She has the total cholesterol of 209. Period adjustments in the diet were recommended and emphasized. Following number, the patient does not have hyperparathyroidism, normal phosphorus, normal PTH. Following number, remote history of CVA in 2018 without apparent sequela. The patient is advised to continue with the same regime and the same compliance, and we are going to reevaluate the hair in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes of the time reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, 5 minutes with the documentation.